Forward by Nick Williams. My mum told me a story that the day I was born, my four-year-old sister ran around the garden saying she didn't want a brother and to send me back. I don't think it was anything personal. She just didn't want anyone else around. She enjoyed being the centre of attention, the apple of my parents' eyes. So she seemed to perceive me as a threat, somebody who would take the spotlight away from her, and she treated me as such. I now understand that this is a common sibling dynamic, and one which, when understood and handled well, families work through. We never seem to work it through. I felt I had no choice but to adapt, edit, and modify many of my natural qualities, abandoning aspects of myself, shrinking myself down, learning to bend myself out of shape in order just to survive. I had to adjust who I was. I became an adapted and distorted version of myself. As an adult, I became more aware of what I had done and embarked upon a journey back to myself. I'm always amazed how, though, even when we know what we've done, the undoing of these patterns can take so much time, energy, and patience. Recovery seems a gradual process. D.H. Lawrence wrote in his poem Healing, "I am ill because of wounds to the soul, to the deep emotional self. And the wounds to the soul take a long, long time. Only time can help, and patience, and a certain difficult repentance, long, difficult repentance, realization of life's mistake, and the freeing of oneself from the endless repetition of the mistake, which mankind at large has chosen to sanctify." The journey back to us, the essence of who we truly are, is the adventure of our life. We lost some of ourselves, and we can find ourselves again. It can be hard trying to be sane and loving in a world that relies heavily on judgment and competition and alienation from our deepest selves. Mary has dedicated her life to finding her way back to the essence of herself and to help others find their way back to their essence. She helps us recognize that actually there is nothing wrong with us, and there never was. The only thing wrong with us is the belief that there is something wrong with us. The peeling back of the layers of conditioning and programming is our work. In Your Compass Rose Speaks, Mary provides you with practical tools that she has spent her lifetime developing. Mary's philosophy is that your job in this lifetime is not to mold yourself into some idealized version of who you think you should be, but to discover who you already are in essence and develop the courage to become it as fully and as skillfully as you can. Mary's book helps you gently find and draw on your inner strength and power to be who you really are. Thank you, Mary, for providing a map and tools for the journey home. Let Mary comfort you and help guide you home to yourself. Nick Williams, London, May 2022.